but we're going to discuss today in the Mifteshem Shirim that follow a very important is an understatement, what Bittul means vis-a-vis Mishach HaPshachim. These are one of the most fundamental aspects of the Masechta. What we'll do now is really only going to shed light on what we're going to do again, and we're going to revisit. We've talked a lot about Bittul from the very first Mishnah. The only time that we got introduced to what it is a Rashi Daf Dalet. Rashi never mentioned Bittul until then, so Rashi gave us a formula of what a person does with Bittul. We'll see more about Rashi today. But exactly what is Bittul? So this is one point where we begin to really focus on it. The Gemara defines Bedikas Chametz as a Din D'Rabbanan, in as much as the Bittul Midaraisa Bittul Ba'al Masagi, and the Chachamim therefore was still Matzach Bedika. Exactly the relationship between Bedika and Bittul we've spoken about a little bit already from the beginning, the Tosis and Av Beis. What does it mean, the Bittul Ba'al Masagi, that the Chachamim said what? Therefore, everything was taken care of in terms of the Ba'al Yiroya, but there's a new issue called Shema Yabal Ochlo, and that's what Bidika is about. Or does the Bittul mean that Midrabbanan, at least, the problem that Bittul came to solve wasn't successful, at least on a Rabbanan level, and we still have to deal with the Ba'al Yiroya? That much we discussed in terms of the Rashi, and we mentioned, the Behuda mentions that as well. Okay, but exactly what does it mean to talk about Bittul? Now, we did discuss the Ran, just to remind everybody back when in Elul, that the Ran discussed what Bittul is, and he had a very beautiful perspective. We only saw it in the Ran's angle. We'll, that's Hashem, try to come back to the Ran. But now we hear you on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. There's a comment of Rashi that Tosfos right away criticizes numerous kashas and presents an alternative vision. So we'll try to read the Tosfos and try to explain a little bit of, start the process of explaining what exactly the implications are for Rashi versus Tosfos and different ways to understand each. Lashon of Rashi that Tosfos quotes, again, read it from the words of Rashi, and it's interesting because when I read you the Lashon of Rashi, I want you to take note of how Tosfos quoted Rashi, if there's anything that you notice in the way that it was quoted by Tosfos, that's not exactly the way the words of Rashi read in front of us. Says Rashi, as the Gemara points out, in the middle of this larger sugya of Nashim Bavadim Uktanim Hakonem Manim Al Bedikas Chametz, Midaraisa Bebito Be'alma Sagi, says Rashi, Bebito Be'alma Dichsiv Tashbisu, Velok Siv Tivaru. Since the pasuk says Tashbisu, the famous pasuk, we'll have to know this pasuk in our sleep. Ach Bayom Harishon, Shivas Yom Tochamatzos, Ach Bayom Harishon, Tashbisu, Sa'or Nibatechem, and so on. So it says Tashbisu. Doesn't say Tiva'aru, you shall destroy the Chametz. It says Tashbisu. What does Tashbisu include? Vashbasa Delev, he Hashbasa. Hashbasa Delev is Hashbasa, qualifies for Tashbisu. That's Rashi. So that's how we know. Bittul Ba'al Masagi. What is Bittul? What are the words? What are the thoughts of Bittul? Rashi told us on Amid Aleph. Rashi told us, Bittul Ba'alma, Rashi gave us a little more about what it is. Imasech daite minei, umashvele ka'afra, ba'omar kochamira debesa hadein, and so on. Masech daite minei, umashvele ka'afra. Your mind puts chametz in a sense that it's not shaykh to me. I view it as afra. I consider it to be like dust. That's what Tashbisu can relate to. Tashbisu can speak to that idea. That's Tashbisu. And that's Midaraisa sufficient. Tosfos quotes Rashi. Midaraisa b'bittul ba'al masagi, perish b'kuntris. Mi dechsiv Tashbisu. V'lo ksiv tivaru. Alma hashbasa b'levhi. Notice some shinuyim in the words. Yes? Mi dechsiv tashbisu? Is that Rashi? What did Rashi have? Dechsiv. Mi dechsiv tashbisu? Velog siv tevaru? Alma hashbasa beleifi. So that indicates that hashbasa means beleif. Let's see the implications of this Shinui Lashon Rashi in front of us and what Tosis quotes become more clear as we read on. Tosis has two questions on Rashi. Kasha number one. The kasha levi the high hashbasa havarahi velo bito. The tashbisa of the pasuk is havara. How could you say that midoraisa the bito ba'masagi, meaning that the hashbasa means hashbasa b'leiv? Not true. Hashbasa in the Torah means to destroy the chametz, havara, and not bitul. How do I know? From a Gemara later, b'sanya b'shmaitin, b'hemshach, Gemara daf hey, Rabbi Akiva omer enu tsara, ein tsarech, harehu omer tashbisu, umatsinu lahavara, shehi av melach. What is the context of the Gemara he's quoting? The Gemara is going to start in the bottom of our Amid, continuing through daf hey, various drushes that are going to prove to us how to read the pasuk Bayom Harishon Tashbisu. The word Bayom Harishon, the phrase Bayom Harishon, could have meant the first day of Pesach. So the Torah is telling us on Yom Harishon, on Tezvav Nisan, Tashbisu Sarmi Batechem. We all understand at the end of all the Gemaras that we've been brought up with, we all understand Halacha Lamaisa that it's not the Pshat. Bayom Harishon means Erev Pesach. Chumash and Rashi already, we know. But why? How do I know that it doesn't mean Yom HaRishon Tezvav? So the different explanations, those who are Bekiyas know, the Gemara is going to flow with different Pshatim. Rabbi Akiva comes with his source. Because Rabbi Akiva says, it says by Yom HaRishon Tashbisu, and we know that Havara is one of the Melachas that are Aser on Shabbos and Yantif. So it couldn't be that the Torah is telling us to do Tashbisu, namely Havara, to destroy the Chametz. The Gemara says, based on Rabbi Akiva's drasha, we can infer that Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion. There are three things we can learn out from Rabbi Akiva. The top of Hey Amid Beis, Shemam and Rabbi Akiva Tulas. And the first is that Ein Bir Chametz El Esreifa. In other words, that the way to destroy Chametz is by burning the Chametz. Who holds that way? Which Tana? That's the Mishnah, the beginning of the second parak. That's where he appears in Mishnayos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Bir Chometz El Sreifa, V'Chachamim Omrim, what? Af Mefarer, V'Zora, L'Ruach, U'Mata L'Yam. You can crumble it, throw it to the wind, or throw it into the sea. So Rabbi Akiva, as Gemara says in Hamad Beis, he's of the opinion, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Ein Bir Chometz El Sreifa. So when it says Tashbisu, which clearly, obviously, Bikiva took to mean biur. What type of biur is it? It's a biur of sreifa. So Bikiva says, obviously, Bayom HaRishon cannot mean Tezvav Nisan, the first day of Yantif, because we know that there's an Av Melacha of Havara, which is Asur and Yantif. That's the Gemara Daf Hei, that's from Bikiva. So what is Tosis using that as a Kasha and Rashi? Because meanwhile, what do you see in this Rabbi Akiva, you see that the taich of Tashbisu, the meaning of Tashbisu is to destroy chametz, not belave, but the act of biur, which for Rabbi Yehuda, which Rabbi Akiva is of that opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, is sreifa. So how can Rashi say that Tashbisu is none other than what? Than hashbasa belave, mefurish in the Gemara that hashbasa Tashbisu means biur. That's why Rabbi Akiva will have his raya, that sreifa, which is the type of beer that Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to do, that it's not on Yom HaRishon of Yantif, but it means Erev Yantif. So obviously Tashbisu doesn't mean Tashbasa Belev, it means beer. That's the first kash. A little ha'ara just on Tosis himself. I understand Daf Hei is closer to Daf Daled Amud Beis, but really, Rabbi Akiva is saying this b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda, right? And we just pointed out, the Mishnah says mefurish, Rabbi Yehuda holds, ein bir chametz el sreifa. So why did Tosis have to quote the braisa of Rabbi Akiva daf hei? Why couldn't Tosis just quote who? Rabbi Yehuda, that obviously Rashi can't say that Tashbisu means Hashbasa Belev, but obviously Hashbasa means Biur because of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, the Ein Biur Chametz El Sveif. So obviously, we're discussing Tashbisu in the form of destruction. Rabbi Yehuda says the Biur, the Mitzvah Tashbisu, a Biur is through Sveif. So obviously, Hashbasa is not Hashbasa Belev, it's Hashbasa in the form of destruction. Why do you have to bring Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa that has to do with explaining how I know the Yom HaRishon means too much information? Like, what do you have to bring? Akiva learns out, it must be Yom HaRishon must mean Yudalid, not Tezva, because Matzino Havara, just go straight. Rabbi Yehuda Oaks, in Bircham Sosfeif, obviously Tashbisu means Biur, not Hashbas Balei. Yes?
If you're just
Rabbi Yehuda,
then you could just say, oh, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that's not necessarily the Rambam, you don't pass like that. But if you go through Rabbi Akiva, when Rabbi Akiva is speaking with him, explaining how it must be that it can't be that Achim Marishan Tashisu is happening on his love. So if he's saying that, it must be that it has to be on the Dalit and can't be on text love for this reason.
You're saying too much, Ari. You said it, you gave an answer, but so say what you want to say. What did Rabbi Akiva give us that you don't see in Rabbi Huda's words, Abiyah Chavisal Sreif? What key link that it goes back to Tashbisu? It goes back to the Pasuk Tashbisu. In other words, where to do see Rabbi Yehuda's statement? So maybe that, look, the Gemara talks about how we know it. How should we know it? Gemara has the Afusa. Where do we learn it from? Where should we learn it from? Remembers? What's his limud? From where? Where else do you see Sreifa? What?
No, sir.
But Tosas to burn, no, sir. So he learns that. So it's a Mamachino and so on. So it could be Rabbi Yehuda has a unique halacha that he learns out of no, sir. It's its own halacha that you have to burn. If he sure has Tashabahana, we know that many Surah Hana have to be burnt. According to Nisrafin, there's a category called Elohim Nisrafin. I don't mean Elohim of the Sanhedrin. I mean Kohen Nisrafin at the end of Temura. The halacha, certain things are Asa Bahana, they have to be burnt. So Rabbi Yehuda has a shita, a limud, that Chametz is Minan Nisrafin. He learns that from Nosar, but that doesn't speak to the pasuk of Tashbisu, that Tashbisu means Biur, and Biur therefore is Sreifa. That I only see through the lens of Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva obviously is Kishitas Rabbi Yehuda, as Gemara says, otherwise he wouldn't be able to speak about his how he learns out that it has to be Yom Rishon of Erev Pesach. But Rabbi Akiva is saying that this Shita of Rabbi Yehuda of Ein Biur Chametz El Sreifa is the meaning of the word Tashbisu. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, Tashbisu, by Yom HaRishon Tashbisu, doesn't mean Yom HaRishon of Tezvav Nisan, of Pesach itself, is Erev Pesach. So in Rabbi Akiva, I see mefurish that the meaning of the word Tashbisu is what is Biur, and not, as Rashi says, Hashbasa Belev. That's the simple answer. There's more to say, more to quibble here. Maybe there's other Gemaras that might prove me that even Rabbi Yehuda would ultimately be saying it within. I mean, at the end of the day, that is correct. I mean, even that we're going to have to answer Rashi. At the end of the day, the Maisa, it ends up being pshat in the word Tashbisu. So I'm assuming right now there's no other place I could prove it from except Rabbi Akiva. If I just had the Mishnah, Ein Biur Chametz El Sreif, I could say it's a new halacha. Could be the Agamar. It's not so simple. Shmuel Zavsky has an arichas on this. He initially gives the teretz that we just gave, but then he asks on it, so believe that. But it could be, at least Tosafot don't want to go all beyond other Gemaras. And other Gemaras, you have to quote other Gemaras. So you quote Rabbi Akiva, it's right here. Could be that was simple enough. That here you see, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is grounded in the Pasuk Tashbis. Okay. And that's correct. At the end of the day, it is correct. It's not Stam Nu Halacha from Nosa. It's Pshat in Tashbisu. The Biur of Tashbisu is Reif. So that's Kasha number one. Someone had a question. Yeah. What's the second kasha? Let's see both kashas together. The ode, The tashbisu amina lekamon me'ach chalak shehu mishei shal salamala v'achar yisura lo mahani bita. What's this kash of Tosis? Again, it's the Gemara's later on, big sugya coming up, and daf hey. There's a drasha the Gemara brings from the word ach. It says ach by Yom HaRishon. And that is, once we establish that the meaning of Yom HaRishon is Erev Pesach, that Tashbisu is chal as a mitzvah, called a mitzvah, called an iser, different dimensions to Tashbisu. The Torah says Tashbisu. You can't hold on to the chametz. You have to do Hashbasa on the chametz. So it's on Yom Rishon. But when? Maybe from the morning. How do I know at what point on Erev Pesach, Yom Rishon is Erev Pesach, what point the mitzvah is directing itself to what point of the day? So it says, ach, different ways the drasha works. Ach, chalak. Ach, that's Pashup Shat, that means ach is like a limitation. Ach means you have to divide the day. So at Chatzos, that's the drasha of Chatzos. After 6 hours, that's when this mitzvah tashbisu, the isur tashbisu, is chal. At chatzos. Says Tosus. Means at chatzos, the Torah gives you a mitzvah of tashbisu. So Tosus is asking on Rashi, if you're telling me that the meaning of tashbisu is tashbisu hashbasa b'leiv, bitul, then how can that be pshat in tashbisu if the Torah says tashbisu is a mitzvah at what point on Erev Pesach? At chatzos, acholak. But that's too late. Because once the chametz is not in your rishus anymore, once the chametz is already usur, you can't be mevatel. Tosis is relying on a sugya later, davav on the days. The Gemara says that you can't be mevatel after 6 hours. It's too late. Once it's not in your rishus, if it's after the shasa iser, that's the sugya davav amibayz on the bottom. B'chemashkachas la levatla dilma mashkachas le lebaser isura v'lar b'shusei kaima v'lo matzi mevatel. The Amar Rav Elazar shnei dvarim ena b'shusei shal adam asana kasu kain b'shuso. One of them is chametz mishei shal sol mala. Mefurash in the Gemara that chametz mishei shal sol mala bitu doesn't work. Bittul doesn't work, says Tosus. If bittul is pshat in the Torah's tashbisu, as Rashi says, then how can you say that there's a mitzvah of bittul at chatzos? Ach, to the contrary, bittul doesn't work after shasa iser, which is at chatzos. This is the kasha, the second kasha of Tosus. Okay, so before we go on to Tosus Omshat, we shouldn't do that. Just beginning to think about defending Rashi from these two kashas. Kasha number one, from Rabbi Akiva, who learns out that Yom HaRishon had to be on Erev Pesach because Havara is an Av Melacha, and the Torah says Tashbisu by Yom HaRishon, so it can be on Yantif, so clearly Rabbi Akiva is interpreting Tashbisu as Havara. For Yehuda, that's Reifa. So you see that Tashbisu means Havara, Biur, destruction. And the second kasha from the Acholak, that Lachor, you can't do Bittul at Chatzos, right? One by one. Yeah.
If we're saying from one of the days that after Bittul Zamala, it's no longer my Rishos, and that's why I can't do Bittul, what's the function of the difference between having to do Ashbisu, according to Rashi, that it is Bittul? If it's already not in my rishus, meaning does that by effect just get it out and I no longer have a feeling?
We're going very, very slow. You're five rungs ahead of the ladder than I am right now. We haven't even begun to think about what exactly is the mechanism of bittul. I just want to first start a little bit answering Tosus Kashas. Maybe then we'll go back to Tosus see his own shot. Then we'll start really learning, okay? Then what exactly is Hashbas of the Lev that Rashi is discussing? What's the mechanism of it? I mean, there's a lot to ponder. But just push it, let's read the Tosis, suggest an answer for Rashi, at least for now, something, and we'll go from there. So there's a very, very long Ramban, which is very kedai to learn. I don't know if we're going to learn every single word, every single line. I think Rabbi Safati is planning to do that. I was talking to him. I got pulled upstairs before. and he's trying to really read. I don't know if we'll do that. It would be kedai for everybody to try going through the Ramban. That's why I didn't tell you this paragraph, that paragraph. It's a very sadistic Ramban. But the Ramban, B'toch HaDvarim, right, he has a lot to say about Shitas Rashi, Shitas Tosas, a lot of kashis, and it really opens up the door. So in terms of defending Rashi, he says something which is very basic, and really it's elaborated on even more by what I gave you, the Magini Shlomo. He was the Zayd of the Pnei Yeshua. And what did he name his Sefer Magini Shlomo? Anyone can guess?
Defend Rashi.
His agenda was to defend Rashi. So he was a Magin for Shlomo, for Rashi. Shlomo Yitzchaki. That was his whole Sefer was meant to do that. So if you want to find a Sefer that's just looking to explain Shitas Rashi from all the Kashas in Gemara, that's Magini Shlomo. So the Rambam Ray says the Vort, and Magini Shlomo takes it even a step further in terms of the Diyukim of the Lashon that we were omitted on before. Okay, so just to take a little bit from the Ramban himself, and then we'll go to the Magini Shlomo, how he just elaborates a bit. Basically, what one have to say in answering the first kasha, let's take one kasha at a time. The Seder the Ramban is first, he quotes the kashas, and then he brings Tosas Pshat, and then he's mefalpa with that, with the Hefker. But then he comes back to Rashi. I don't want to get too much in the nitty-gritty of the mechanism of Bitulya. We haven't yet discussed it. We have to look back at the Ramban for that. But just in terms of the Kasha itself that Tosas asks from Rabbi Akiva, what Ramban basically says is that Rashi doesn't mean that the Hashbasa Belev is the only way to fulfill Tashbisa. Rashi never said that. Rashi only said that Hashbasa Belev can also fulfill Tashbisa. You can fulfill Tashbisa with Hashbasa Belev. But clearly, Hashbasa can equally refer to destruction of the Chametz, and if it's Sreifa, let it be Sreifa. Which means that you really have a wider range in what Tashbisu encompasses. Not exclusively Hashbasa Belev. The word Tashbisu allows us to include within the word Hashbasa Belev. How does it work? The mechanism, how does it become that you're not valid? That we have to get into. But it's not that Rashi was trying to bring Tashbisu and limit it. I can't find the exact question right now in the Ramban, so you'll have to get it. But at least I read it from the beginning. But he says that B'toch HaDvarim, you'll see the Ramban makes it clear that Rashi doesn't mean it's only in this manner, and that's the exclusive, limited meaning of Tashbisu. Of course, you can fulfill it the other way. In the Magini Shlomo, he takes it a step further. And he says, if you look at the Lashon Rashi vis-a-vis how Tosas quoted it, you'll notice Rashi never said what Tosas quoted him as saying. The way Tosas quotes Rashi, midichsiv tashbisu v'loksiv tevaru alma hashbasa belevhi. Hashbasa belevhi. Hashbasa is belev. On that, Tosas jumps all over Rashi and says, how can you say hashbasa belev? You see hashbasa, it means beer. But Maisa, Rashi never said, Alma Hashbasa Belevi, that you see Hashbasa is Belev. Rashi said, Vashbasa Belev, he Hashbasa. You notice quite a difference. And I would add, I don't know if he quite adds this Nikuda, I don't remember, but Tosas says it as a Midachsiv, as if to say, the Midachsiv, there's a diuk of the Tashbis, it says Tashbis, so therefore Alma. Rashi doesn't even say that. Rashi says, Dichsiv Tashbisu. And Tashbisu has a very wide degree of interpretation, which includes Hashbasa Belev, He Hashbasa. Whatever goes into Tashbisu is valid. So Hashbasa Belev, He Hashbasa. So simple. Just to read it from the beginning, Shlomo, this is very, very easy reading. He doesn't even understand that Tosas was asking the Kasha. That's how far he goes. Not even as a defense of Rashi. I need Tama al Kushazu. What's Tosas coming from? Have in Lashon Rashi Zal, Rashi doesn't say, Al Mashbasa Belev, Hashbasa Belev. which would be mashma in hashbasa elabile. Now the hachi kasav hashbasa delayed have your hashbasa. Perot salomar she gam delayed have your hashbasa. Then lo kasha klum, no kasha. The tevaru ein pirusha ki im bir mamish. Of course hashbasa. Of course hashbisa can mean tevaru limits itself is exhausted by meaning bir. But hashbasa can have more expansive definition. If we say tevaru, then you can't put into the word tevaru hashbasa belev. But the word hashbasa nikri afil belev. Olam bir mamish. Koshkin dav hashbasa gemura. And he adds a twist to that. He says, because what does the pasuk say right afterwards? Bayomarishin tashbisu sa'or. What's the next word, chevra? Mibatechem. No. So tell me, mibatechem. Does that fit on hashbasa belev? Okay, I don't know. Rashi says beisadein amiral. He assumes that. Listen, the mibatechem obviously would only fit with the hashbasa of destruction. You're destroying it from your house. Hashbasa belev is not the etzim from the house. Although again, Rashi does say the lashon mibatechem. Okay, but he takes for granted. Obviously, mibatechem is an indicator that hashbasa does obviously mean biur. The imken kamarachmana the tashbisa bechol davishalchu hashbisa af belev. The imlo hishbis belev hashbisa mamish. The old, and here's what the point of mibatechem. The vada he says ein nikra yotzei midipshuto. Meaning the tashbisu mibatechem. What's tashbisu? Destroy some tashbisu blank. Fill in the blank. Tashbisu from your house. What from your house? What? Havipshita biur min habayis. Ella to make a mapikle beloshen hashbasa. The word hashbasa itself, which is an unusual word, it could have said tevaru. So that's where the Ramban brings other psukim keinze that tashbisu can mean to negate it, to mevatel it. Havigam belev. The imkain daik would come on shabbat. Given the kamar gam lahashbis mamish, since tashbis so clearly also indicates hashbasa mamish, imlo bitel al karchav zelavara based on osar. The imkain must be an erev yontif because since tashbis also includes the beer of sreifa, so can't be on yontif. Yomish has to be erev yontif. That answers first kashim tos. Yes. Wait. What's the no? Three hands. So take your pick. Okay. Clockwise or counterclockwise? Yeah, go.
It seems though that the Akita still has a limited view of Tashbisu, otherwise it doesn't have such a solid proof. You say Tashbisu has to be an Avlava. I'm not saying Tashbisu the other thing.
You're saying like this. Maybe you're saying like this. Saying maybe Tashbisu means, you're asking a good heart. Okay. Saying maybe Yom Arisha means Yantif. But on Yantif, the Tashbisu would be done Ayidei Wat Hashbasa Belev. And in the tashbisa of beer or sveifa, that'll be erev yantif. That's I think what you're asking, right?
Yeah.
You know, so once you're already including hashbasa belev, then where's Rabbi Kiva? What's his right? It's a good taina. It's a good taina. So maybe Tosis could still be asking. I hear.
Rabbi.
He's saying. Rabbi. What's that? You hear what he's asking? Yeah.
Yeah. I want to say that. I mean. Isn't according to the pshat we're saying is that Rashi saying is that that tashbisu definitely does mean tevaru, but you just have another option. But tevaru is very much still the option, so the Torah wouldn't give you the ability to do an av malacha. You might mess up anything. I don't know.
You're saying that in other words, the bayom rishon has to be a day that both options are both equally available to you. So you're saying since the pasuk allows for both, so. To say the Biyom Rishon means a day that only one and not the other is probably dochek. Okay, maybe that's the pshat in the answer for Rashi. In other words, yeah. So then it comes out that obviously Rashi is good. Rashi Tashbisu allows for both possibilities. Okay, yeah. One second. I'm not the Bittur Gemara is Tosis Hefker. I didn't say his word of a Hefker yet. I'm not. What do you
mean? No, I'll talk to the very immediate idea that it's in
Mibatechem. Mibatechem, right? So, what do you mean exactly? Yeah.
So at some point, someone who's somewhere describing Bittur as making it Kafar Chaser. Maybe I was being sensitive to the
Yeah, okay, well, let's get a bit for that. Yeah,
all right. It's using for the uncles, it's
Tevatlin.
And usually, unless it's like a, I think, you know, some fancy pasuk and it's explicitly like metaphorical, it's usually supposed to be the uncle just saying the touch of shock.
Yeah, Onkel Festivatlan. Onkel Festivatlan. Interesting. Right. Look, the Ramban already brings the most in Chumash, below Sashbis, Melchbis, Elokecha, other psukim, that, you know, to be Mevatel, to negate. What about the second Kasha? So here, there's another approach. Here, but this already won't be as simple, and we have to wait maybe a little more for Rashi and the next Gemara to see if this is going to work or not. But at least Chilas Dover, what the Ramban says, and also Megini Shlomo, in terms of Kasha number two, that Ach Cholak, and you can't do Bittul after Chatzel. So how could Tashbisu mean Bittul and talk about doing it at Chatzos? The Gemara says it at Chatzos, it's very awesome, but no, you can't do Bittul. So Tashbisu can't be Bittul. So the Ramban says, the truth is, one can ask on Tosis too then. Why? Because what did Tosis learn Tashbisu? Tosis is going to learn different shot in Bittul. Bittul has nothing to do with Tashbisu in terms of the meaning of Tashbisu. Rather, Tashbisu means beer. Okay. Now, if you're going to say that Ach means Chatzos, and it's already usher to have to hold on to at Chatzos, so how could the Torah say to do Tashbisu at Chatzos? The same way Tos is asking on Rashi that you can't do Bittul at Chatzos, so therefore Tashbisu can't be Bittul. So Tos asks on himself, how can you do Bior at Chatzos? It has to be already, it's usher, you're not going to hold on to it at Chatzos anymore. It's usher. So what do you have to say? So let me find it in the Ramban. I'll read it in the Ramban, you'll hear it again. Umashi Ikshu, this is a paragraph from Umashi Ikshu, Rabbeinu HaTzrafatim. He's holding now in Rashi. In the beginning, he's discussing the Tosus Pshani Askashis on Tosus with Hefker. Then he goes in defense of Rashi, the Efshe B'Nachon Lomaki Debe Rashi. And then he says, Umashi Ikshu. He goes to the second kasha first. The next paragraph, he sees where he discusses the other kasha. Umashi ikshu abesenu tzofatim zamidashinun acholak b'tashbisu eno kusha. If you have your own Ramban, you can read it with me. The chi amrit nami tivaru hech tziva lebarach hachatzos balo b'shas biuro kvar ova arlov. You're already over on having chametz when you're not allowed to have chametz, comes chatzos. So how can the Torah say to destroy it at Chatzos? You already violated owning chametz at Chatzos. In other words, there's an iser to hold on to chametz at Chatzos. What will we call that iser? It's a little bit not defined in the Ramban. So there is a lashon of Rashi, by the way. If you remember earlier, we medayik it. If you take Rashi literally, what iser is it already at Chatzos? Rashi uses a lashon by Yirah. First glance, by Yirah. By Yirah is during 7 days. So we said that maybe there's some Yalfusa that can connect the Bayirah to even Chatzos, and that's Mashmaus Rambam that they bring. Otherwise, yet Rashi will mean not the Isser per se Bayirah, but what Isser of owning the Chametz Chatzos? It's the Isser that lies within Tashbisu. Tashbisu creates an Isser, Isser Asay, an Isser if you will, not to own it. But the Ramban is that by finding the Isser, but Lamaisa, you're not allowed to have the Chametz Chatzos. So how can the Torah be saying to do what at Chatzos, to destroy the chametz? It's already, you're not allowed to hold on to it. And this is going to take us to a big discussion for the next Gemara. So the Ramban uses this turning the tables on Tosis. So what's better for you? So what are you going to have to say? Yaakov, what do you have to say for Tosis? Now, what does it mean? Okay, so Lamaisa, you're saying different than the Ramban. You're saying Tosus could still be asking a Rashi, but let's see what the Ramban said. You're saying good, maybe it's different. Destroying it, you're actively destroying it, you're holding on to it for the sake of destroying it. There's a sheet of Tosus later, Chavtes, and later in the Masechta. If a person is Mashe Chametz, Amenas Levaro, again, Mashe Chametz, he's holding Chametz, but he's doing it with the full intention of attending to it and disposing of it, destroying it. Shita Tosus is not Bayura. I'm talking even Mila Pesach. you discover chametz on Pesach, and your mind is focused on destroying it. So that 5 minutes or 5 hours that you haven't yet destroyed it does not put you in violation. Shita satosis. It's an interesting shita. We have to discuss it at some point. So l'maisa, the Ramban's time is not necessarily so compelling with fitosis himself. But the Ramban makes the argument to prove a point. He says, so what's going to be better for Tosfos if you learn that Tashbisu is Havara, is destroying? So, but Umaisa, you're not going to hold on to the Chametz HaChatzos. That's the Isser. Tashbisu itself, the Isser, you're not going to hold on to Chametz. So how can your Torah be saying that at Chatzos you're going to destroy it? So the same way you're asking on Rashi, you can't say that you have to do Bitul HaChatzos. It's too late. So how can the Tosfos have it better? So what's going to be the answer? Rambam's bekitzer, Ella, that you have to say like this: Sheyehei mevuar o mevuto b'chatzos kama rachmana. Interesting. So what the Torah would be saying in saying ach bayushan tashbisu, it means that whatever the tashbisu means, it should be destroyed. It should be nisbatel. There should be a bittel. It means by chatzos it should have been done. In other words, you're doing it not at chatzos, before chatzos. So at Chatzos, you couldn't do the beer. At Chatzos, you couldn't do the beer. It would be already too late. You're not going to hold on to the Chametz. But the Torah means, at the point of Chatzos, ach, Tashbisu means that you have to have done it by that point. This is very Nogea, the Hemshach HaGemar, the Gemara, the Banim Bar Amud. So that's the Yishu that the Ramban is suggesting. Again, did it have to be the only solution for Tosis? Not necessarily. But the Ramban is using this Kasha, that on Tosis it should be also a problem. The answer is, the Torah means it should be done by Chatzos. Now, that itself can be thought about in different ways, just to think about what that means. So does Tashbisu therefore mean to do something? Or the Torah is speaking about something that had to be done? In other words, is the Torah directing you to do a Maisa? Or a gesture, call it a, it's, I don't know if you call it a mice, if it's a bito, but is it just that it should be done by, do it by chatzos, or the Torah is saying, you know, this Amichas Chinuch makes famous this question. Maybe tashbisu doesn't actually mean to do something. It means that a person doesn't have chametz. At Chveis Tog Midaraisa now, right? 11:30. Is there an Indian for him to get chametz, to acquire chametz, in order to do some nice of tashbisu on the chametz before chatzos? Okay, at Shalos Rabbana, we could talk about it before 11, whatever, before 10, before 11. Lemaisa, you don't have chametz, so you're in compliance. You fulfill tashbisu because you don't have chametz. Come that hour. That's Minchas Chinuch clarifies. Is that all tashbisu means? Or would there be a special Indian to go ahead and acquire chametz for the sake of doing some nice of Ashbasa, whatever that Ashbasa is? So again, the Ramban's saying already a suggestion in the Pasuk that Tashbisu means that Sheyehei Mevuar O Mevutim B'Chatzos Kama. It could be he means that. It means that the Torah is saying it should have already, there should have been done something by that point. But could be the Ramban means there is a Maisa to do. The Torah is saying to do it, but not to do it at Chatzos, to do it by Chatzos. So whether it's Bior, whether it's Bito, it all fits. It's all good. And again, here too, the Magen Shlomo Kedarko on the second Kasha Tosfos has a similar point to make for Rashi. Umashi Hikshu from Achalok, Gamzet Sarachi Iyun. He says you have to do it beforehand. Lamaisa, it's far from simple Bidas Rashi. And this I really want everyone to know that we're going to have to deal with this question. Lamaisa, Rashi, further on the Amud, is perhaps mashma not this way, that there can actually be a mitzvah after the point that the Torah defines as a cutoff. If you're being osek in biur, let's say, or some form of biur, that's not a problem. However, we'll explain it. I don't mean necessarily the tosis that I mentioned before, just whatever the hezra is going to be. So it may not be a full answer for Rashi, but that will have to leave. But either way, at least we have a little bit of an idea of what the Ramban wants to say to defend Rashi. Those are the two kashas so far of Tosfos and the way that we could possibly be Miyashiv Rashi. Ari.
So why don't we need to
give these
two things to Rashi? Why don't we just look at where Rashi said there are Akhala? He says, if you look at Akhasa, Rashosa, Mitzas, and Biro, and then he goes on to explain what the Rai is. And it's clear he's understanding that it's telling you, the Pasuk is telling you split of the day. it's giving you a little bit of wiggle room. It's not giving you up until the end of the day to be mine to be lashos or so. It's telling you at the beginning of the day, it's giving you like an hour, two, or three, and by.
You're saying by skier, you're saying. Maybe the hope shot is maybe there's no. It's a, you're saying interesting part. This is an interesting discussion. Who says, you see, you're changing the whole premise here. Who says that what the Torah means in saying Tashbisu at Chatzos is that Kol Rega Verega, it's Ki'ilu about Yerah, whether you want to call it about Yerah or not, there's an Isser at every second that you're stalling and not attending to destruction. You're saying maybe the Torah says, here starts the window of time. In other words, comes Chatzos, now between Chatzos and say Sakochavim, you have your window. Okay, you could call it a demon if you want, but nothing more. There's no issue. No, don't give up. That's a title. You're asking me. Maybe
it's one of two. I wish I said that. I don't think I.
No, that's what I heard. Okay.
The way my Benjamin understood Rashi on Aleph was Hitlerakai Kasim Lashosu Mitzas Yom Biuro, meaning yeah, you can leave it at the beginning of the day for even though you're supposed to get rid of it on the 14th. You can leave it for an hour or two or three until Achalak, until the last 6 hours of the day. Kind of like what the Ramban is saying.
So that's
what
Ramban is saying. You're saying the Ramban, sorry, saying in Rashi himself.
You do it at the beginning of the day. Okay, you can wait an hour. You don't have to do it at 7 a.m., right, you know, when the day starts. You do it at 8,
okay,
9.
Okay. Well, so good. We'll have to wait and see a bit more about this, both your point and also what I'm bringing in as well. But meanwhile, what I thought you were saying is also interesting. In other words, how do we, in fact, know? We're going to have to try to, everyone is assuming this, right? But where's that assumption coming from? There's a long tshuva, if I'm not mistaken, the pre-Yitzchak. The pre-Yitzchak was better known as, for his Musar. He was the star Talmud of Esau Salanter, Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer. But what people don't realize as much is his incredible gaonus. He wrote Tshuvas pre-Yitzchak. And if I'm not mistaken, he has a few simanim on in Yanim of Chametz, and Bidikas Chametz, and Bio Chametz, and so on. And he clears the shaila. He says, maybe all the Torah said in Tashbisu at Chatzos is that you have from Chatzos that the mitzvah now begins, and the Zman HaMitzvah is for the rest of the day. But obviously, there are clear indications not that way. We have to know where to prove it from. We've been just assuming right now, but we don't know that many Gemaras. So how do I know that there's an Isser Shehiya? You cannot hold on to the Chametz Midaraisa after Chatzos. That's a whole shaila. And then you have to now take the next level and talk about the Chachamim. The Chachamim added an hour or two. So what they did is they patterned after the Midaraisa. These are in Yom Tov going to be coming up in Daf Hei and more. But let's do the following. Let's finish the Tosis, just a taich, and then let's begin to dig a little deeper in Rashi and then back into Tosis in terms of the various approaches. See, what does Tosis suggest because of these two kashas? Says Tosis, a different approach completely. The Omeri. The Midoraisa, what does Gemara mean? Midoraisa bito ba'amasagi mitam, not that this is Tashbisu. But rather, mitam the me'acha shebitlo havi hefker the yotza l'irshusa me'acha shebitlo havi hefker. Tosis equates bito with creating the status of hefker. Me'acha shebitlo havi hefker. Me'acha, and I want you also pay close attention to the lashon of Tosis. The relationship between bito and hefker, we quote it outside all the time. Oh, bito either is this or bito is hefker. I think we have to ask ourselves more specifically what that means. Is it a maisa hefker or it's a maisa bito which becomes hefker? All that has to be sorted out. The me'acha shebitlo, that's the riyaz that I gave you to look at. The me'acha shebitlo havi hefker, the yatzim issues. The bottom line, Tosis is saying, that when a person does bito on the chametz, then what has occurred, the etzem, in the chametz, is the chametz is yatzim irshuso. A person can be mafkir something that they own. If they're owning it at the time that they mafkir it, now the mafkir it, it's no longer theirs. So when it's still chametz that is still in your rishus, you have a right to be mafkir your chametz. Bitul chametz results in hefker. Me'acha shebitlo havi hefker v'yatzim rishusa. And what does that mean? If yatzim rishusa, me'mela u'mutter. So then, of course, it's mutter to have it. Why is it mutter to have it? It's physically in your possession, but you don't own it. So where do we see it? If you don't own it, you don't violate by your Midkarminan, Avotara Shalachem Mishal Gaboa. Just as we have the miut, it says Bukha. It's only if it's yours, but if it's Shalachirim, Nachrim, Shal Gaboa, Hegdish, you don't violate. So the same thing, if it's Hefker, it's not yours, that goes into the exclusion of it's not l'cha. And here too, the Ramban has a lot to tie on Tosis, and really we see for sure that that's an issue, that that's an exemption. Shall hefker Tosis goes into the l'cha. L'cha meaning shall achirim is not a violation. Shall gavoa, and if it's shall hefker. Just a second, Tosis has to just plug one hole here. Binogei inyan of hefker, because wait a second, when a person is nevatel, he'll have to talk about belay versus betah, that's another nekuda. Kashtus, you need to have to verbalize it, although we find the Russian vatel belibo. Tos doesn't ask from that. Tos doesn't address the issue of lay versus peh, but he addresses whether you have to have three people when you do the bittel. The hadamim b'nadarim, the mardafim hei nadarim says, hefka b'fnei shlosha. The Gemara talks about that requirement is for hefka to be chal, there has to be shlosha. The Gemara discusses what the inyan is, because otherwise it could, who knows that it was done and it's going to be a whole esek. Who knows, the guy's going to say he's going to be chozer. So now if you have three, you have one person that could be the zolche and two could record it as edim that there wasn't such a transaction. So now you have shlosha. So that's the halacha. Hefker requires shlosha. So how could there be bitul stamazai to work as hefker? As Tosos, the answer is midarais ein tzarech. That halacha of hefker shlosha is drabanan. And that's mamish in the Gemara there, though the Gemara's lashon was, it's interesting, tells me the raisa ain't sarach, meaning you can have just you, right? The raisa ain't sarach. Maisa, that Gemara, it says, Devar Torah fuel be'echad havi hefker. Meaning, sounds like you need one. Tosing ain't sarach means only anyone, but that's already in Tosa's mirror itself. In the Dharm, it says, lav dafka echad. The one means, you know, I feel be'echad have yafka, meaning even yourself. Midoraisa. So what Tosis would mean, therefore, is what? So since be'etzem midoraisa, you don't need shlosha. So midrabana you do. So the Chachamim only required it when they required it. So what does Tosis mean? So when did they require shlosha? For the reasons that we said? By a hefker, by a typical hefker. But the hefker of bitul, here the Chachamim made it easier, I guess. Why? Tos doesn't say why. Maybe they want to make it easier. A person shouldn't violate by Yerua. So they didn't hold the standard the same level as they typically did. I think that's what's mashma maybe in the Ritva. I forget where I saw that. Chanan waived their requirement of Shlosha. But when it comes to Bitul Chametz, no, that's one way to explain it. If you look in the Mordechai, interesting, the Russian of the Mordechai, maybe I gave this to you, right? The Mordechai says, in response to the Kasha of the Fnei Shlosha, what does he say? Who remembers? Anyone see it? The first Mordechai, I think, in the Masech. That here was Gama Beliba. What does he mean? What does he mean? Not the first one. It's one of the first. Zalmud Rabbana, yeah. Here's a chad. Does he mean chad besides the person, or he means the person himself? The chad sagi. We don't find you need another person, do you? The chad sagi means the chad meaning yourself. Maybe that's what he read the Gemara. The chad meaning yourself, but how do you see you have to be yourself? I don't know. The vada gama galibu afkiyah is. So mistam, what it probably means is because the issue that the Chachamim were concerned about is only nogeya when, you know, you could always retract. And then who knows, and who's going to be able to testify and be able to verify what took place. That's in a normal case of a person has to part with something he wouldn't want to part with, and then he's going to change his mind. But here, bito is, you know, you're for sure going to believe him, so there's no reason to require shlosh. That's always a different twist on the same basic answer of Tosis. Okay, so we have to go through now one by one. What exactly is the mechanism of Hefker and the Kashas of the Ramban, the first Chelk of the Ramban? But I want to first start with Rashi and then go on to Tosis. Yeah.
How about Tosis mentioned this before, a general question.
Have a speak up so the Eilim can all hear you. Yeah.
Tosis mentioned this, but it's more of a general question. How do you fit the drasha of Atal Rosh al Achirim when the Pasuk says Mibachichem, which sounds like saying even if we make it after, you have to get rid of it from your body.
No, no, completely. Let me clarify. I'm not sure if I hear you, but maybe I should just clarify a little bit the tosis before we... You tell me if you're not asking this, I'm the Kabbalah, you'll come back. Okay, but just to clarify tosis, again, this may change tomorrow, but I'm going to tell you right now what I think, based on how Achronim understood tosis. According to tosis, Rabosei, what is the relationship between Bittul and Tashbisu? According to Rashi, Tashbisu can be fulfilled through Bittul. Bittul is one form. I said one form. We said it's not just, but it's one form of Tashbisu. According to Tosis, that Bittul is Hefker. And here you don't need Shlosh, as Tosis explains. So what is the relationship between Tashbisu and Bittul? So what is Tashbisu according to Tosis? What does Tashbisu mean? Beer. So what exactly is Bittul and how does it work? It's preventative. In other words, through Bittul, you've found a way around that you're not going to violate by your right. So it's not pshat, and this is how many Achronim take Tosus, Shagasari, others. In other words, basically, you have found a way around the problem. So you haven't fulfilled Tashbisu, in other words. If you want to fulfill Tashbisu, so when should you be mad? When should you say Kochamir? Before you burn your chametz or after you burn your chametz? This is the Ramad, Shulchan Aruch. According to Tosus, if Bittul is not a fulfillment of Tashbisu, and you want to, and you assume Tashbisu is an actual mitzvah, so when should you say Kochamira? If you say it first, and then you throw your chametz into the fire, so what have you done? You haven't done Tashbisu on your chametz, because you've already gotten rid of the chametz by mimafkir, right? So basically, for Tosfos, Tashbisu is biur, and Bittul is a workaround. Right? It's a workaround. The only ha'ara you can have, and it could be it's Nogea later in the second paragraph, and Mishonim, maybe you'll argue that if you get rid of your chametz, not through it, let's say you hold not Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Sreifa, right? You can do Mfarz al Ruach. So what if you just simply took the chametz and deposited it outside? It's not in your possession. Unless you sell it to a Nachri. So it could be, maybe you mekayim Tashbisu that way. If you don't need Sreifa, so you got rid of your chametz. So the Shailach, somebody showed him, entertained the possibility that you mekayim Tashbisu by, so it could be, if you hold like that, then maybe you could make the case that by being mafkir the chametz, by being mevatel the chametz, you mekayim Tashbisu. But to understand, if that's true, it's not the pshat that Tashbisu is telling me do hefka. Tashbisu is not telling me to be mafkir it. Tashbisu is destroy the chametz. Okay, could be one of the methods of getting in the chametz could include being mafkirit. But that's very different than Rashi, where Tashbisu is specifically a directive to go ahead and do bittul. And if you hold that you can't be mekayim Tashbisu by selling it to a guy, then for sure that's not going to work. Then what do you have to say? It's a way to work around it, that if it's not your chametz and such chametz, you're not violating anything. But it's not a kiyum of the mitzvah. Does that speak to your question?
I think I still have my question. My point was that the word batechem in the puzzle.
Tashbisu or mi batechem.
Right? How does that fit in with the drasha of lekha? Meaning that we're saying batechem is broad, meaning you have to own it, or it sounds like it's in the
no, but no, but once we know that the Torah says the only chametz that there's a problem, obviously psukim amashim each other. So if the only chametz that the Torah says you can't have, the Tashbisu and the Lo Yiroah are two halves of the same coin. And the Gemara calls Ba Yiroah and Ba Yimatzeh Hashbasa Sa'or, top line of Daf Hamed Aleph. Iskish Hashbasa Sa'or Lachilas Chametz. The Achilas Chametz Lashbasa Sa'or. When the Gemara says Hashbasa Sa'or, the Gemara is referring to the Pasuk, Shivas Yam Sa'or Matzivatechem, Ki Kolochem Achmetzes. So we're using the Lashon Hashbasa Sa'or synonymous with Bal Yimatzeh. So obviously the one and the same. Whatever chametz the Torah says, Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, which is Batechem, that's the or Lecha, and that's the drasha. It's also the sugi that Hamid Beis with the psukim, how they come and relate to each other. You know, the different drushes in one pasuk, maybe one is by Yiro, by Matim, there is a difference. We're going to have to learn this very well. Here on the basis, El Cheshbon with the psukim, those who are Bekiyas know what I'm referring to. So you have to know how to play with one pasuk, one drush. Okay.
Mr. Patekan was seemingly implying that it's a physical removal, but if anything, Patekan just means that you have, if you use that with the other pasuk of Lachal, I mean, it's not really about.
No, it's what's, what's or does the Torah say, Tashbisa, mi Patekan, the Sa'or, that's Lachal. That's all. Now that we know there's a Lachal, so Lachal is limiting what the Torah was addressing when the Torah says, Tashbisa. I think that's the simple way to answer. Okay, so we have the two basic approaches. We have Rashi versus Tosus. Let's go beyond. Yeah, Yaakov. I don't hear.
Not all the Yidarissa,
but what?
But more to understand the end of Tosus, the Yidarissa, and the Tosus, is lobbed up, but not all the Yidarissa didn't apply to the only ones that didn't have a concern that you would uproot
here. He doesn't tell you if there's any other examples like it. Both, he's obviously addressing specifically the Tuchamis, but he gives you a svar. He says, because here's Gama Belibo, so that's where the Chazal would not have required to be Bifnei Shlosh. Okay, so we're going to have to go into the issue of Hefker and Tosus, but let's go one by one. Let's first try to understand for Rashi, what exactly is, I understand the Taich, okay? Tashbisu can include, or we said, doesn't mean it's exclusive, it can include Hashbasa Belev. But what exactly is happening? How does Hashbasa Belev work to absolve you by your rabbi and matzi? What, did anything happen? What took place? What is this quote-unquote Maisa Hashbasa, if you will? What exactly does it mean? It's a very abstract idea. You know, you think, say, the Chametz should be like Afar, and presto, what? You're good. You're good to go, right? What exactly does that mean? What's the Havana here in Rashi? Right, everyone here, we're trying to understand it on a deeper level. Now, there are models that are used, but we have to keep coming back to Rashi. What did Rashi say? Like, Lamasho. The Ran that we did see in that days, he also says something along the lines of what we said for Rashi, that there are two ways that you can have Tashbisu fulfilled. You can have Tashbisu physically through whatever it is, Sreifa, let's say, and you can have Hashbasa Belev. But the Ran specifically brought in that through what you're doing, Hashbasa Belev, it's Yotze Mershuso. The Ran brought in the Hefka point, and he explains why this Hefka can work. The Rashi says nothing of the sort. Rashi does not say anything about Hefka. So the mechanism that the Hashbasa Belev is going to accomplish doesn't seem to be through the mode of Hefka. Again, the Hefka of the Ran, I emphasized it at the time, the Hefka of the Ran is not identical to the Hefka of Tosus. And you realize yourself, because the Hefka of Tosus is not per se what the Torah is addressing in Tashbisu. Right? Certainly if you're not mekayem through giving to a guy, and even if you are, but that's just incidental. But the Tashbisu means destroy. But if Maisa, if you don't own it, you don't own it. So it could be that's a Tashbisu Mimelo, it could be it's not a Tashbisu, it's just a way that not to get violent. But for the Ran, Tashbisu has a Taich. It can be Tashbisu through Biort or through the Hashbasa Belev. But the Ran attaches to Hashbasa Belev the mechanism called Hefker. So it's Yotze Mershuso through your Hashbasa Belev. The Ran did that. Rashi didn't say that. So you understand, again, the Ran's Hefker is not Tosus Hefker, but the Ran's Hashbasa is not Rashi's Hashbasa. I repeat. The Ran's Hefker is not Tosus Hefker. That was, we saw this book up in the Beis Meir way back when. But nor is, but the Ran, who also talked about these two paths of Hashbasa, but he brings in Hefker as how the Hashbasa Belev works. Rashi never said such a thing. So that closes that path for us in understanding the myth, the mahalach of Hashbasa Belev for Rashi. Okay, there's another svara that's out there. Again, I don't think it's going to be Rashi, but we should speak it out. And some is shown in you such as Shonos. I think it's on Davav, both in the Ritva and in the Maram Chalava. And I'll quote you the Ralbag in a second. I found in Chumash. Lashon HaRitva in Davav on the base, The Yesha Piresh, the Hadalo Avar Alei, Achabitul, Nishum Desu Leka Alayu Toras Lechem. That was what Bitul does, it's making it, it's not an ochel. For something to be chametz, to be violating by Yeruah, has to be a food. Chametz is a chefts of chametz because it's an ochel. If you're making it like afar, it loses its Toras Lechem. So, namely, you're not violating. So that you can do it believe, but by doing it, you machshav it ka'afar. So it's netach to offer, so to speak. Its status, so to speak, is not what it was. It's not an ochel, not an ochel of chametz. That's the lashon of the Ritva, and he goes on with that. Maram chalava on that vav as well. But he said, if that were truly says, if you tell me that you mashpali afra, so that's why we don't violate it, he asks. So then, so why is it asabana and Pesach? He says, eating, I can't ask him eating. Why? Because regarding eating, what would you say? It was afar, but what happens if you eat it? What are you in effect doing? What do you call that principle? If you actually are eating it, what is that? So something could be be'etzim, not an ochel. This is nogia halachos on Pesach. It's a principle called achshavei. Achshavei. Someone said it? So he says, Bishlam abachila yachilei hayav daitele lemechshavei lachila. Within chametz, by eating it, you are machshav as an ochel. Okay, ela b'hana le'avinamika afra afra miyaseh b'hana umi adif hana milaver b'yibay matzei. So that's again, he's mefalpel in this inyan. That is that the pshat you're making like afra. They bring the svar, I think from Avnei Nezer. I didn't have a chance to look it up, but you see, Rishonim already say it, and I found in your schus mistam, I found the lashon haRalbag. I think Rav Kasha quotes this in Haggadah Shleim on Pesach, and that's how I got to it. He has an essay on Bitul Chametz. He quoted a Ralbag, and he looked it up. Ralbag on this pasuk. Ralbag, one of the Rishonim, Avredi Ben Gershon, says the following words on Tashbisu. Zos ha-hashbasa. He she-yivatlu ha-chametz ha-hu yotzi'uhu mitoras ochel. Yotzi'uhu mitoras ochel. This is the Hagdara that he's giving here. Yimotzi mitoras ochel, aviyah nechshav lehem ka'av even uka'afar. He goes on. Umasha yidme lehem adbar mesher enam ruuyim lachila. V'lezer amar tashbisu, v'lo amar tasiru. Tashbisu, making like offer. It's interesting hagdara. And a person has a right to do that, to be not to something that he's thinking, it should be like, not an ochel, it loses its same ochel. Again, does this seem to be, in your minds, what Rashi's saying? Okay, so I don't know, maybe that could be fit into Rashi. I suppose to believe you make an offer. But I'll tell you, I have a deal in a Rashi that I think indicates it's not that either. It's definitely not Hefker. Rashi doesn't say Hefker. But I don't think it even need be, it's not that either. It's not that you made it like offer, it loses its shame ochel. And the reason I say that is because a Lashon Rashi that Vav Amidays, Dibur Hamaschil Daite Lave. Vidaite Aleha, rather. Vidaite Aleha. Okay, listen to this Rashi. It's the last words of the Rashi that are important here. Rashi says, Mar says, you might find Habodik Sarchi Batel. The Mar says, why? Because you might find a nice piece of chametz, and you'll be attracted to it, and you won't want to burn it, and then you memela, you violate by your rabbi yimatzei. So therefore, the Chazal didn't want you just to suffice with Bitel. Habodik Sarach Sheh Yivatel. Listen to the words of Rashi at the end. So what did the Chazal say? Because of this possible concern, so I want you to be avo mishabitla ain't over. Now listen to the key words of Rashi. Mishabitla, if you did bitl, then you're not going to violate when you see this guska yafa. Why? Dilo kasav ela tashbisu. Think about it. Ponder these words of Rashi. Mishabitla ain't over. Now we're not talking about how I know that tashbisu means bitl. That's our Rashi. Tashbisu encompasses means even believe. Rashi's talking about why you're not over. The question that we're trying to probe, why you're not over by Yeruah when you did Bittul? So here you can say, well, because it's Hefker, when you mask it, or because it's no longer an Ochel. You know what Rashi says? None of the above. Rashi says, because you know why Misha Bittul ain't over? This is the answer. You don't have to add any trimmings to it. This is the Rashi. This is the Rashi. The low Kassan, Elat HaShbis. Now, in other words, that's it. It is what it is. It's self-defining. I don't have to find some other terminology to fit it into, some other category to fit it into. Because of this Hashbasa Belev, it's Yotzim Rishusa, as Hefker, the Ran. Because of Hashbasa Belev, it is no longer Shem Ochel. No, it's just that. This is what Rashi said. The Lokas, El Tashbis. It was, what does the Torah demand of me? What is required? What is to be seen as being in compliance with the Torah's directive and you're not having Bayi Rabbi in Matzeh? All the Torah says is a conscious negation of that chametz, a cognitive the negation of the chametz, nivato the chametz. View it as off. That's it. No, nothing to add. The world kafir al tashbis. That is what it is. If you have a chametz that the owner, again, it has to be the owner of the chametz, he's asach daite minei, like Rashi's Lashon Daled Amud Aleph. He says, this is no shaychus to me. It means nothing to me. It's afar. That's it. That's what the Torah wants. Then it's not by Yirah. Not because it loses its shame ochel, not because it's yotzeh mirshuso, it's sitting in your reshus. But the fact that you mentally are separating yourself from the chametz, you're viewing it as inconsequential, you're negating its existence as a reality, it's like offer, dloka, that's it. If you will, that's the maisa hashbas. That's all the Torah required. Sounds interesting, no? Aliyah, what do you think? You can hear the svar or you don't hear the svar?
I hear the svar, but I have a question.
Go ahead.
So let's see Rashi and why you need beer.
That's another method. It says you need beer. Midoraisa, bitter ba'amasagi. Now, what? Okay, let's come back. Put everything now back into place. And why do you need bedika? Right, the Atzrach, so Rashi and Dav Beisam and Aleph, and the way we explained it all, because the Chazal say, I understand that that method accomplished what the Torah wanted to accomplish. There's no Bayi Raya when you have Hashbasa Belev, but we're not going to let that be enough. We want you to do more to take it at Bayi Raya, at least on the Drabban level. We want you to do beer, Bedika and beer. Right, right. No, it's because again, even the Bedika according to Rashi is still because we haven't solved, at least the Rabbanan have felt that we have not solved the underlying issue. But the Rashi said the issue is solved. When you did the Bittul, it's now that's all you need. That's Tashbisa by Ra, that two after the same coin. All the Torah said was be Mashbis of the Lev. Negate it in your mind. That's it. But the Chum said, but you know what? It's not enough for us. It's not enough, meaning the problem, we still want to address the problem even on a Drabana level. Therefore, do Bedik and beer. And that will be a way to deal with the Bal Yirah. That concept that you're negating it, that's what the Torah is after. If you want to give it, it's still very abstract. Let's try to maybe bring it a little bit more down to a concept, maybe. There's a lesson in Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, I forget where it is, Perek Tes, maybe. Being persons Mekayim Chametz. And don't forget, the Rambam is very much mashma like Rashi. I'll read the Rambam in just a second. But the Indian of Bayirah is being Mekayim the Chametz. I don't mean yet the Ramban. The Ramban has his own nuance here in Bittul, but I'm saying now Vart and Rashi. It's not totally separate than the Ramban, but it's just more Rashi himself. Your relationship to the chametz in the sense that you're rooting for the chametz. You're with the chametz. You validate the chametz. That's bayirah. You're invalidating the chametz. You as the bailin, that's what the Torah is looking for. Now, obviously, if you destroy it, you certainly are campaigning against the chametz. You took it, you got rid of it, you destroyed it. But midaraisa, you need not do that. You know, just the fact that your mind has negated the chametz, that's all. The opposite of bittul, if you didn't do bittul, you're mekayim the chametz. You're holding on to it. Not just, it's in your reshus. You are mekayim the chametz through your being comfortable with its existence. Your mindset that it shouldn't be here, it's afar, it's nothing, that's the opposite. Then you're not violating, then you're not mekayim the chametz. So I'm just giving you a lesson to work with, a little something to hang your hat on. Be mekayim the chametz, and when you're doing bittul, you're not mekayim. And if it helps, it helps. If it doesn't help, you don't have to use it. The Rashi's words are what they are. Well, katzel el tashbisu. You want to try to find a little more of a hagdara here, like something that you can at least define it in a little more concrete terms. Like it's still an abstract idea, but you're not being mekayim the chametz actively because you don't want it to exist. You want it to be afar. Lashon HaRambam, tell me how the Rambam is holding on this question. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, it's interesting how he starts. Halacha Aleph, I gave you Halacha Beis, Mahi Ashbasa, but just in the Lashon of the Rambam, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh, let's be medayik in this sentence first. Min HaTorah, Lahashbis HaChametz, Kodem Zman Iser Achilaso. So in terms of the issue of when Tashbisa is referring to, how does the Rambam understand it? Mitzvah say lahashbis hachametz. It's a mitzvah lahashbis hachametz. Kodem zman isra achilaso shenemar b'yom rishon tashbisu sami batechem p'yashmo alamdo sherishon zehu yom arba aser. So the Rambam says the mitzvah say of the hashbis, he's going to define what it is in halacha base. The mitzvah is lahashbis hachametz. Kodem zman isra achilaso. So for the Rambam, what's the b'yom rishon tashbisu of chatzos? What does it mean? To do a hashbis, which he's going to define in a minute as a shbasa b'leiv, to do it when? Kodem. That's along the lines of what we saw where earlier in Shir, in the Ramban. We said the Torah means do it before that. What is interesting is the Rambam doesn't say kodem, fewer to phrase this Rambam. What is it? Kodem what? Kodem, what do you say? Kodem Shir, the Gemara of Sheshels, Kodem Chatzos. Why does the Rambam have to define for us that happens to be this man of Yisra Achilasa? What's Nogaya that? We're talking about Mr. Shbisa. What does that have to do with Kodem Zman Isra Achilasa? What is it, Shaykh? In this Rambam, I have a remez perhaps to an Indian that we saw in the Ran of Gabbeis. The Rambam is connecting the mitzvah Tashbisu, not to own chametz, to negate the chametz, with what Indian? Not come to do what? What did the Ran say about Bayirah? Why did the Torah say Bayirah, the Ran said? Why is the Torah give Bayirah at the Ran, the very end of the Ran, on the first page in the Ran? Why did the Torah give you Bayirah? Why? It's considered to be a what? Yes. A suyag, doraisa, for achila. I think this Rambam smells to me like that same idea. Rambam's talking about tashbisu, but he says, the Torah says tashbisu before sozman. Why mention zman isra achilaso? Because they're connected. The halacha, the Torah says to get rid of the chametz, not to own the chametz, that is a halacha. So that you now come to eat it. So Rambam says, not just before chatzos, before the time is. Because it's going to be asa b'achila then, so you don't want to have it at the zman of the achila. Second, that's halacha aleph. But yeah.
For the Rambam, also have said that you get the bottom of work, you can do achila after chatzos.
Oh, that's for sure. But that's because he holds like Rav Shimon. He's saying with Rav Shimon, how the Ram Paskins, I believe he was passing Rav Shimon. Yeah, you have to know. You have to know that. That's a whole shah we're discussing davar. Shitas Rav Shimon implications for Pesach, right? Is there achila, is there hana, or neither? That's the Balamor and so on. Yeah, right. But the Rambam is clear. It's Achilat Chatzos. But why is he mentioning it in Ogea Tashbisu? Because they're connected. Umahi hashbasa zu ha'amura b'Torah. Lashon HaRambam halacha beis. He sheyevatel hachametz b'libo. V'yachshov oso ka'afar. V'yashim b'libo sh'im b'shusa hachametz klal. V'shekol hachametz b'shusa reu ka'afar. U'kedavah sh'im b'otzorach klal. So Chara, who's the Rambam learning like? Mshan in Tashbisu, and the relation between Bitu and Tashbisu, like Rashi. And in terms of the Mahalach, what do you think? Does he say anything about Hefker? Doesn't say anything about Hefker. He doesn't seem to say that it becomes, he says, that is Hashbasa. Hashbasa is. Now I want to leave you with a question here. Really two questions. I don't know if I have time for both. Maybe at least for one, and then the other one tomorrow, and then the Tosus, the Hefker dimension of Tosus we have to discuss also. But at least one question. We just finished the Sugya. We're going to have one more piece on the Sugya. Sochel Maskir. That's how we got into this whole thing. So if you remember back on Amid Aleph, Sochel Maskir, there was that very ambiguous Rashi that we stelled on. We had very lot to think about in that Rashi, that the Gemara's Shaila of who does Bedikas, the Maskir, the Socher, so has, on the one hand, the Maskir is Chabir Didei, on the other hand, Socher is Beshusei. Rashi says, the Shaila is, whose Torah is it? Because this issue is not a Deraisa, because there was Bitter. So it's a Drabban. So therefore, now, we have to know whose Tirach is it. When Rashi says that there was Bitter, who's Bittel? Who is Mevatel, presumably? Who could be Mevatel here between Maskir and Socher? Who could be Mevatel? The one who owns the Chametz, right? The one who's Bishus, so Pashtus can't do Bittel, right? So who is Mevatel it? No, obviously, who? The Maskir. So what did Rashi say? So now, the Socher, now there's no Bayira. Whose Bayira was Rashi talking about? No, so who remembers this discussion? Oh, so we had the Torah to read that bit. It could be the Mabashal says it means the Maskin. Torah Chaim, we said it means both. Then we had the Pshat, the Magen Avraham, when Pshat Rashi meant Lafuke Mezuzah. Mezuzah was the Chobas Hadar, but here it's not the Socher's Bayira. Why would the Socher have a Bayira without Bittel? So here too we had two paths, right? One is to say, like the Magen Avraham seems to say, that the Maskir was Mevato, he's Maskir the Chametz, he leaves the house, and then it becomes the Socher's, and the Mela, the Socher owns everything. So that's why he did Bayira. The other way to learn Rashi, and even if you went to Torah Chaim's Pshat, it's also part of Rashi, that the Socher would have Bayiroah because of the Shita of the Gra, which we said maybe is Mashma from Rashi as well, that the Gra holds, that if you have Jewish-owned Chametz in the possession of another Jew, but not the Jew who owns the Chametz, but it's owned by a different Jew, even without being Mekabel Achrayis on that Chametz, the Nifka, the one who's Mishus, the Chametz, is Varet Bayiroah. And we introduced that within Rashi, right? See, here's my question, everybody. Whose chametz is it? Who owns the chametz? Everybody, who owns the chametz? Not all at once. Who owns the chametz? The maskin. So who had to do the bittel? Maskin. And Rashi's saying that when you have bittel, you took care of the Baal Yerah. Who's Baal Yerah, did we say now? We're suggesting? Is Rashi dealing with? Rashi has to deal with? The Baal Yerah of the Stoker. So what does it mean? But Rashi's Pshat and Bittu, now that we know what Bittu is, a little more from Rashi in the days, what is Bittu? You're negating it in your mind, you consider it to be, so that Maskir did that. So what does that do with the Socher? How does the Socher get out of Bayirah? Because the Maskir did his Bittu belayed. Bishwa Mar Bittu is what? Hefker. Okay, so the one who owned the Chametz was Maskirit. So and you're going to say somehow or other that the chametz shall hefker is not known violates. Okay, so the socher is no longer holding chametz shall be Jew. He's holding chametz of hefker, chametz of another Jew. He violates by yirah, even though I'm not the one who owns the chametz, but it's Jewish owned. But if nobody owns it, good. So the maskir did bittel, he's mafkirit. So the Jew who's the socher doesn't have a violation. If you tell me you can invite it from shem ochel, no, okay. So could be it's not food, it's not chametz, it's not violating. But now we have a different definition for Rashi. That lo kasav ela tashbisu. So what does it mean? That the Baal HaChametz, in his mind, the Chametz is no shayiches to me. It's off. Not that he made, not that anything changed in the Chef of the Chametz, right? The Chametz is still the same Chef of Chametz. It's still food. It's still Jewish owned. And what's the basis of Baal Yeroyah? According to the Gra, according to the, we said maybe Rashi holds this way, even if I don't own the Chametz, but it's Jewish owned Chametz in my Yeshus, I value Baal Yeroyah. So has his bit to help me? What did he do? He negated the chametz. He said, hey, but meanwhile, it's owned by a Jew and it's sitting in my possession. And the chara, I can't do bittul because I don't own the chametz, right? And so or the maski can do the bittul. So the bayin did bittul. But what is bittul? It's just this idea that he doesn't want to own his chametz, it's offer and all that. That's good for him, but how's that good for me? No, is a kasha not a kasha? Are you troubled or not troubled? I'm troubled by this. I don't know. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? No, no, Yaakov, what do you think? I'm going like the grub. I'm only putting the question on the grub. Within the pshat that Rashi meant the socha is by Yiroyah, and we had rice, the Rashi holds this way, because the Rashi later, Shalachir Mishonachrim. No. He's separating himself from the chametz, but he owns the chametz. So how does his quote-unquote mental separation from the chametz, the mechanism of how it works, it's not a real transformation in the chametz, right? It's just that he has complied with Baal Yeroyah, so to speak, because in his mind it's offer. But how is that going to save the socher from his Baal Yeroyah? The socher is being machzik in his reshus chametz shel Yisrael. This shlama, if I was asking here, what is the mechanism of how bittul works that there's no Baal Yeroyah? So if it's mafkia l'shem ochel, I'll understand how it could work for the socher too, because the Baalim is mafkia the chametz that he owns from l'shem ochel. So I'm not being machzik a food anymore. It's not an ochel. The Baalim can make it not an ochel. He made it offer. He made it offer. If you want to say he's mafkirit through the bit, he's mafkirit, good. So his hefker, the Ram's approach of hefker within Tashbis of the Seder, but then Lemaisa, it's Yotza Mershuso. So I don't have Jewish owned chametz in my possession. But this magical idea of Rashi that in my mind I'm wishing the chametz away, that it should be offer. So how does that help in Socher? It sounds, and I'll use the words, but it sounds like even within Rashi, it's a chalos that happens in the chametz. In other words, I'll use the words. It's a maisa bittul chametz. Let me say it. Chametz that had hashbasa chal on it. No one violates Baal Yeroyah. A Jew who's machzik, what type of chametz? Chametz that's mushbas. How did it become mishbas? I'll tell you how it became mishbas. The owner of the chametz had bedas that it should be like offer. That mindset of the Bailim to negate the chametz, to cognitively negate the chametz, that's a chalos in the chametz, if you will. That has nafka minas for whoever's holding the chametz, not just for himself. Again, it's a chidush, because I would have thought it's not about the chametz, it's about the person who does the bittul. So he has now, he's done his job that he can't buy by Yerub, because in his mind the chametz is totally foreign. It's not, I wish it away, it's offer. But how could that impact on somebody else's Baal Yeroyah? But apparently, again, if you're going to read the Rashi as the Baal Yeroyah, the Socher, apparently, even according to Rashi, the mechanism of bittul that we say is the mindset of the Baalim in the chametz can now be defining the chametz as a chametz that had a hashbasa on it. If a person who owns a chametz had these thoughts about that chametz that had a hashbasa of it, of the violin, is not chametz that anyone violates by Yeroyah. Is it a chiddush? I think it's a tremendous chiddush. But if no way to maneuver here. If you're defining Rashi from the words that he uses on Davav, what is the mechanism? The mechanism, that itself, the locus of Elatash Bis, that's it. And you'll understand Rashi and Daud Amid Aleph as referring to the Socher saving his own Bal Yiroeh with the bittul of seemingly of the maskir, not that he became the owner of the chametz like the Magen Avraham. If we go like the Gra, that it never changed hands in terms of the bialus, then it has to be only the maskir did the bittul. You can't do bittul if you don't own the chametz. I think Gemara says later after Shasi Suro, it's not only you can't do bittul. So it comes out the maskir's bittul, which is Hashbasa Belev, which doesn't seemingly create the tzius of that it's no longer ochel or it's hefker, but it's just that alone. It's the mindset that he did a hashbasa, he thought about the chametz as offer. That has ramifications that the socher didn't violate by Yerub because this chametz had a hashbasa. That's something to think about, I think, a lot. But that, to me, that's what it sounds like. Okay, good. Caribou site, we have to go back to the Tosis some more tomorrow. I'm sorry, I think your question before.